The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning live from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Good morning, Rock Hill, South Carolina. Another beautiful morning as it flooded last night.
Yeah, it is.
You ain't been to the office yet, so you don't know if you're running.
There's no office, right. No office today. No office open today. We're closed.
Oh, that's right. Y'all close on.
Closed for Labor Day.
I keep forgetting it's Labor Day already.
Yep, earliest it could be, really.
I'm ready for 4th of July.
Yeah, 4th of July. Well, you got a ways to go, everybody.
I mean, 2024.
I hear you. Well, I wore my shirt today. We needed that rain.
We did need a little rain.
We needed it.
It's been a little while.
And I'm going to take credit for it because it's been so dusty at my store. I've been busy with golf, coaching golf and doing things. I hadn't had time to wash my truck. I said, you know what? I'm going to take my truck down here and wash it after work yesterday. And I did. And look, we got the rain. So, boom.
You and Rhonda, okay.
She did it too?
Oh, but she has it washed, I guarantee it's going to rain. Yeah.
Well, I just rode it through the thing. It wasn't like I spent time washing it.
Apparently, I missed it. I went out and looked about 10. Now, it was lightning and thundering big time. It looked like daylight out there, so much lightning. But it wasn't raining that hard. And then I woke up this morning, and she always turns on a local TV station in Charlotte to get the weather forecast, which none of them are right. I don't know why she does it. But anyway, and they talked about 77 closing down due to flooding, and you said it was clogged drain up there around 83 to 85 somewhere. But apparently, east of Rock Hill was pretty bad.
Yeah, we and Teresa sat on the back patio listening to Matt and Chris, the Northwestern football game, and it was lightning all around us. It wasn't raining for a long time.
Yeah, that's why we wore it out.
We went back in and got something to eat, and then it here started raining. We sat on the screen in porch and listened, but it was raining good. And it rained, I think, basically to probably midnight. Wow. We went to bed about 10, but I took the trash out this morning. I said, I bet there's an inch and a half of rain in my gauge. I went out there and it was exactly.
Inch and
that was a good guess, but look at me, pat me on the back.
She's over there laughing.
Yeah, so my wife's here today. So. Tell her.
Yeah, Miss Teresa joined us this morning. It's been a while. You need to do better.
Yeah, I know. Evidently, I hadn't been inviting her to do stuff. So
that's what she said.
Good thing is she doesn't hold a grudge about it.
As long as she's been married to you,
it's been a while.
She deserves a bunch of medals.
Yeah, well,
not just
we'll get her one. So it has been super dry. The humidity has been down, and then it came back with a vengeance this week. Everything is dry, everything is nice and wet. We had a good rain.
I didn't realize it was getting that dry.
But I had a lot of landscapers laying sod this week. I know they enjoyed that rain. And down at our farm, I was talking to the owner yesterday, and he said they were watering so much at night, it's almost puddling in the morning, and by the afternoon, it's just dry because it's just sand.
That's all
sand down there, so doesn't hold the water, which is good. So because we can cut, you know, when it does rain, but you have to use a lot of water to keep it going.
Well, my mom and dad used to live in Hartsville.
Mm-hmm.
All they did was sand. Yeah. And they moved into a house on Carolina Avenue. Tommy and I went down to the landscaping for them real quick. And the backyard, I mean, it rained for an hour. It rained hardest I've ever seen. There was 2 inches of water standing. 30 minutes later, it's gone.
Boom, yeah.
We went right back out there and went to work. I mean, it was like a big sponge.
Yeah, that's crazy. The difference in dirt and soil in South Carolina. The difference is where all our stores are, is all over the state. So we sell different things for different
things. You do. Yeah. You have to. You got what, 7 now?
7 stores, yeah.
2 in Charleston.
as Charleston, Somerville, Aiken, Columbia, Greenville, Anderson, and Rock Hill.
And the mothership.
Yeah, the mothership.
The first one was in Charleston, wasn't it?
First one was actually in Columbia, I think.
I couldn't remember which one.
And then over around Greenville, they put one right there. So.
Greenville's been there a little while.
Mm-hmm. He's been there 20...
Some years.
8 years, maybe, something like that.
I remember when they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Vaguely. We loved it when it got one close to here, because before we had to buy half trailers.
Yeah.
And we could buy little tiny pieces. And
buy one piece or a bunch of pallets. Yeah, it's a good thing. A lot of people call and want to know if they can get sod and what the quantities are. But like I said, you can get one little piece. And if you're, you can't pick up things or you can't lift heavy things, we've actually cut that piece into two pieces for you to help you. So, basically, we'll do whatever you want. We'll get you one piece, one pallet, 20 pallets, so 60.
We were shocked when you first started up that you'd sell one piece. I mean,
yeah.
Tommy had no idea. He knew you could buy a half pallet.
Well, I can bring half pallets up here, and people dig off of it, and we don't waste too much. I mean, can't say I've never had to trash a pallet, but.
Well, considering how many pallets you've sold over the last 17 years, how long it's been, that's not bad.
You can't sell it if you don't got it.
When we did it, we increased order 10%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to a little bit.
We figured there'd be some damaged pieces or they wouldn't quite work out. And the drive all the way to Nice's for one piece.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah.
We did one time. We never did it again.
I just had a guy finish that Harris Teeter gas station over there, and he used our mulch and sod there, and he ordered it. He had one pallet too many because he came from up around North Greensboro or somewhere, but he couldn't afford to come back to. He had to have enough, to finish that Saturday, so. I saw it the other day. It looked pretty good. Looks like it's been there a while.
I saw him building that city. Okay, it's that time, and Matthew says we'll be back to the garbage bench.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
And we're back to the gardener's bench, and we're not working on the weekend this weekend. We're off this weekend. Steve is permanently off on Saturdays, but today I get a Saturday off.
Saturdays.
Even though the song does say everybody's working for the weekend, but
Yeah, I'm working on the weekend.
Me and Matt always working on the weekend. Well, Matt's always working.
Pretty much.
He's got like eight jobs.
Yeah. two girls in college. Yeah. Man, I got to do what I got to do.
He's looking for another one if you pencil him in.
Yeah.
I think
2 a.m. to 6 a.m. he's got open spot.
That's about right.
Rhonda, you can tell me between 2 and 6, I wasn't doing anything productive.
There you go.
She didn't believe in sleep.
I hear you.
But I'm making up for it now.
There you go. Catching up. So what's going on with plants and stuff and trees now?
Well, this is that weird time of year. Back in the old days when we were all young, we had already do our overseeding and all that stuff by now. You did it before Labor Day.
Yeah.
We had enough rain and it get 100 degrees. But right now, you really want to do that when the ground was as hard as it was this week. And it's the same problem. The number one question in 40 years that I got is, what's the best time to plant? In York County, South Carolina, we're blessed with a 12-month planting season. It just depends on what's happening that season.
Yeah,
I would have never believed 100 degrees most of the months of June.
Nah.
And that never happened before. But it's not the plants that suffers, the people planting that suffers. So most of your landscapers used to be used to it. I don't know the young ones are.
No, no, I don't think they are.
I don't think they may be suffering too.
Well, there's just more watering you got to do, or different things, different times of year.
That's the only thing. As we discussed before, the irrigation motor keeps them alive till it does rain. Yeah. I always like to put mulch out now. The negative of that is when the leaves fall, you're going to get leaves all the time.
Yep.
If you don't let it rain and go ahead and blow them off, it's not a problem.
True.
Let it rain and clog up, then you have issues. Pine needles generally fall from August to the end of September, maybe a little earlier, a little later. But when you buy pine needles in March, you're buying that last summer pine needles. And people, I want to buy the new one. Well, you really don't. You want them to cure a little bit.
We've had the best looking pine needles all year. We just got another trailer. And I remember getting trailers in August and them not looking good, but these are, I think my man's taking care of me. He must be getting me the better looking ones.
What some of them used to do me is they put the good stuff on the front, and then when you got to the nose, it wasn't hitting on much.
Yeah.
But I had one guy for about 35 years, and he finally aged out of it, I think. He was about almost 80 driving up here with a truck.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I don't need to be doing that.
He loved it.
He didn't know anything different. Keep
been
on doing it
for a long time.
Good thing you're talking about the ground being ready, so the aerating and seeding fertilizer is coming up, and usually wait till middle of September. The problem with the last about 10 Septembers is it just didn't rain about the whole month. So hopefully we got some more rain this weekend. Maybe we'll continue to get some rain and we can get those aerators out. We do rent aerators, and we have all the seed in the warehouse now. Seed has dropped dramatically. Our
it needed to.
Our top Carolina blue seed is selling for like $120 a bag now. And it was $180 2 years ago.
I thought it was more than that.
So that happens with seed, and the people out west, they hold the seed, they don't plant as much, they get the price where they want it, and then
they manipulate.
Now there's a lot of people with seed, so the price is just supply and demand, and so enjoy it for the next 2 years, because after
saying,
that, it'll probably go back up.
Are you saying they were price fixing?
They do. Well, they do. A lot of those guys have let it sit in a silo before they go out and sell it for something cheap. So.
Exactly. Okay, it's that time again. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
She's probably somebody.
Okay, and Mr. Rector, we're back to the
gardener's bench. We are back to the gardener's bench.
He's trying to, you need to get on him. He's trying to push things.
Matt just has to wake you up. It's all right.
I'm too old to be rushed.
Getting these naps in.
I'm 69 years old now, and I will not be rushed. If Matthew don't like it, he can cut off the mic.
Well, he can right there. Boom, it's off. Click.
Okay. Well, I'm the one that got him his this job, so you better be careful.
Oh yeah. I'm very grateful to be here on Saturdays.
I'm not quite sure what I did.
All
I remember is Matthew.
Not sure if he wants to thank you or not.
You really like Matthew, don't you? I said, yeah, I've known Matthew a while. He said, okay, you have him Saturday mornings. I've already talked to him. Or somebody had already talked to him. I don't know. But anyway, back to your plants. The biggest problem on plants isn't when it gets hot and dry or cold and all that. Everybody always thinks that. The problem is the temperature fluctuation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're running 85 degrees 1 week and then all of a sudden it drops to 25, you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not much you can do about that fluctuation. People used to go by the nursery. We always covered it with white polyethylene on the houses. Mm-hmm. We use the houses. If people came back and wanted to look at a plant, we could go in and show them.
Mm-hmm.
All the rest of them were covered up in rows. They were uncovered and covering back with a royal pain now. And you beat the plants up so bad pulling that fabric over them. And so we always had to walk in houses.
Well, plants are like us, basically. I mean, our body would react if it was 85 and went down and to 20.
If you get out in the parking lot back there loading something, it does tell on you.
My body's reacting all week. It's so hot. It's just like, just take it out of me. But, you know, next week it's supposed to be cooler. I used to worry about my body in August. I just like was, God, I'm so draggy. But you get that first cool snap, little morning, 50-something degrees, you feel good. So.
And
makes you feel better.
The other thing on plants, people tell you they'll water it and take care of it, and they don't. After about the third day, they forget about it.
That's pretty
and
funny.
And that's all right, too. But,
well, I heard something the other day I thought was neat. And not neat, it's just a fact. Out Midwest where they have lots of corn. So there's this thing called the corn sweats. So humidity has been high, but where there's a lot of corn, it sweats, putting more water into the environment, making it even more humid than it was. So eastern North Carolina, where we went to the mountains, we passed all this corn. I didn't even think about, you know, the... And Brenda said, I told her about this transpiration.
Well, that's what it is, transpiration.
But it's just so, it's massive that actually changes the humidity at different levels. I mean,
a corn plant's probably 30 to 40% water.
Yeah.
I mean, we're what, 80% water? Yeah. I mean, we're a lot of water too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Right now, for 45 years, we were always a big promoter of fall planting.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we were a member of a Fallers for Planting Council back in the 70s and 80s. It was great until they wanted to tax the nursery pots to pay for it, and everybody voted against it, and it shut down the next day. They didn't have any money.
Well, fall planting is good, but I mean, if you're running a nursery, you got to be able to sell a plant in the spring, too. You can't just wait till fall and sell it, and then
sometimes
sit around and wait till spring,
fall. We would do as well in July as we did in October.
Mm-hmm.
But spring, people have been locked up in the house all winter.
Out of control in the spring.
Yeah, they just ready to get outside and do something.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to sell. It's not the best time, but it's not the worst time.
Mm-hmm.
And you never know with the weather in Rock Hill. I mean, it could be. I told you one time the best fescue lawn we ever planted was back in the early 80s in Wood Forest.
Mm-hmm.
And he finally put the last seeds in on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
And it was
my birthday.
And it was slightly snowing.
Yeah.
Not much,
oh, yeah.
But just a little bit. That turned out, now it didn't snow on Christmas, but 2 weeks later, New Year's, after New Year's, it did. It was the best lawn we ever planted.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried it again, it didn't work.
Yeah. Well, it's obviously better to plant in September or October when it can come up and get, you push it, push fertilizer to get it strong as you can till spring. But I've done lawns like that in December and they just sit there. They don't do anything.
Well, if the weather's not right, you're in trouble.
Until you get a warm day in March, it just like bursts out of the ground. It's crazy looking.
And then it gets cold again, knocks it back.
Yep, it does. Yeah. So.
Anyway, but now is a good time to do some light pruning on your stuff to shape them up. I wouldn't do any hard pruning yet. You really don't want to do that until February or March.
Mm-hmm.
Before the new growth comes out, you can cut it down to the ground and it come out. But you don't want it to have to suffer through a lot of cold or snowy days like that. But you can do it now. Come over, you can get some mulch and put around them.
Yep.
Just remember when the leaves fall to get out there with a leaf blower or hire your neighbor kid or something. I don't do it anymore.
I got some neighbor kids that do some work. I don't know if there's any in your neighborhood. There's got to be somebody that does. Your neighborhood, you don't have a neighborhood.
You forget, I do. My uncle's to the right. He's a quarter mile away, and my brother's to the left, and he's 600
no kids,
yards away. Nope, they all moved.
There we go.
Okay, that's Matthew again. That one didn't sound just right. But anyway, we'll be right back to the Gardeners.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Your home is the best defense against dust and viruses. This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
You're constantly cleaning your home, right? Well, it also makes good sense to clean your heating and air systems at least twice a year. For only $99, our trained technicians will clean and service your unit and make sure it's running efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
All right, we're back to the gardener's bench. The last segment here.
You did that well.
Yeah, thank you, man. I've learned from the best over the last 6 years.
That's right.
My man, Steve Crump. And Matt's exiting the building. He's got to go do some other stuff today, some football. I don't know if you realize this, but there's a lot of football games got rained out last night. Luckily, Northwestern was playing Columbia. They missed the rain, but there's like – 5 or 6 games today, starting at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Who won the Northwestern game?
Northwestern won.
Okay. Who were you playing?
Ridgeview.
Okay.
Yeah. So, actually, a big game at the stadium today is Rock Hill South Point. It's going to be 11 o'clock. They call that a matinee, I guess.
It is a matinee.
A matinee. Is that what they call it, Matt? A matinee football?
That's right.
Like a matinee movie.
Day special. I'm back.
The price would be the same, though.
That's a quick trip.
Indian Land one, I guess. They could come back. So if you ain't got anything to do, so what could I do on a Labor Day Saturday? Go out to watch a football, high school football game.
Take a nap, watch football.
It's kind of it'd be interesting to watch these kids play today because they're not used to playing in the morning. Some of those kids aren't morning people, probably. Yeah. Some of them are going to be half asleep this morning.
Most of the kids nowadays are not morning
people. Yeah.
And we had one, the Chesterfield Great Falls game.
Yeah.
It was rescheduled for 8 a.m. this morning. And then they pushed it to 8:30, now to 9:30. Yes.
The coach overslept.
To 9. Now they're going to start. they're going to start in about 2.5 minutes.
Well, I hope for the
who's taking your place.
I'm not going there.
Yeah, the hope for the sake of the quarterback that the offensive linemen are morning people.
That'd be a
or the quarterback will wake up real quick. Have you been there? You ain't been to a high school football game in a while. Really? I know y'all sponsored for a long time.
We did for 30.
Well, yeah, you had your nephews playing.
Yeah, that was 2010.
Yeah,
and I went to a bunch of those. Now, I didn't travel. Tommy and Reba went all over the state. I mean,
they had twin bookends, twins. They were both offensive linemen, weren't they?
One was 54, one was 55.
Yeah, big old boys.
And they always start out on different ends of the bench and end up side by side. So you found one, you found
the other. That's funny. Corn fed boys.
Ben actually started at left guard against Clowney at the ESPN game that year. And
that's fun.
And he's funny because they hit it on the internet. Pick it up. I guess, that hadn't been 5 minutes.
No, we're still good. It's getting close.
Okay, are you standing up?
Well, remember that we are actually closed today, so we won't be back open until Tuesday.
Yeah.
So come see us, and thank you for all the purchases people have been doing this year.
And we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.